Generational selling. Specializing in a specific segment of the population and becoming an expert in that particular niche market is the wave of the millennium real estate industry. Understanding the housing requirements and other lifestyle issues of your buyers is essential to fill those needs effectively. The agent gains respect and recognition as knowledgeable to that specific generational buyer. Some examples include Sun City Communities and planned communities such as Disney's Celebration and Texas's Downtown Frisco. These communities incorporate many recreational facilities, such as local merchants, town halls, restaurants, libraries, and cultural centers. All of the facilities are close together, perhaps even within walking distance, for easy convenience. Some of these planned communities have the atmosphere of 1950s small-town America, but with metropolitan amenities. According to NAR's 2024 Profile of Homebuyers and Sellers, the median age of today, ES homebuyers, has reached an all-time high of 56. However, many agents are becoming specialists in niche markets catering to other age ranges. Why is generational selling so important? Simply put, different generations have different criteria when house hunting. Younger buyers with families want safe neighborhoods and houses with nice yards where their children can play. Older buyers might want smaller yards with less land for them to maintain, and they may have very specific housing requests, such as one-story homes over two stories, because it is getting harder for them to climb stairs. Generations defined. Greatest generation of GI generation, born before 1925. Silent generation, 1925 to 1945. Older boomers, 1946 to 1954. Younger boomers, 1955 to 1964. Generation X, 1965 to 1979. Older Gen Y / Millennials, 1980 to 1989. Younger Gen Y / Millennials, 1990 to 1998. Generation Z, 1999 to the present. Marketing tips. Marketing tips for the GI generation. Bullet: market visually and orally. Bullet: use larger print, at least 12-point type, if not larger. Bullet: use anti-glare paper. Bullet: use direct mail with coupons. Bullet: recall memories and experiences they can identify with. Bullet: concentrate ads on safety, family, and independence. Bullet: perform on your promises to earn their trust. Bullet: include family members as advisors. Bullet: become familiar with multi-generational, also known as next-gen homes. Marketing tips for the silent generation. Bullet: present your credentials, awards, and testimonials. Bullet: emphasize expert opinions. Bullet: keep your message short and to the point. Bullet: make them part of the solution with a win-win conclusion. Bullet: emphasize benefits, not features. The Silent Generation, NARS, 2025. Home Buyer and Seller Generational Trends. Buyers aged 79 to 99 only comprised of 4% of buyers in this report. 27% of the properties purchased were senior-related housing. 43% of silent generation sellers reduced their asking price at least once. Marketing tips for baby boomers. Bullet: use words like now, begin, and first. Bullet: show vitality for active people with active lives. Bullet: accentuate built-in security and the safety features of gated communities. Bullet: emphasize tax benefits, interest rates, and equity building, since these are major factors for them. Bullet: emphasize the lifestyle and quality of life. Bullet: point out health clubs and recreational amenities. Boomers, NARS 2025, Home Buyer and Seller Generational Trends. Younger boomers. Bullet: 26% of recent buyers were young boomers. Bullet: younger boomers were more likely to purchase a home in a small town. Bullet: 31% of home sellers were young boomers. the largest share with a median age of 65. Bullet's 71% of young boomer sellers were married, 18% were single women, and 6% were single men. Older boomers. Bullet, 16% of recent buyers were older boomers. Bullet, older boomers preferred homes in a suburb or subdivision. Bullet, before selling, older boomers typically owned their homes for 16 years. Bullet, 22% of home sellers were older boomers. Marketing tips for Gen X. What is Gen X looking for in a home? Bullet, high-tech gadgets, including Bullet, computers and networking. Bullet, home entertainment systems with surround sound. Bullet, telecommunication systems. Bullet, home offices. Bullet, product value. Bullet, budget is important because they must balance credit card debt and student loans. You may only get one chance to get your message across, so it should be concise and up to date. Gen Xers are impatient, so be succinct. Bullet, make your presentation short, direct, and use technology. Bullet, deliver your message via the internet, email, text messaging, or smartphone. Bullet, keep in mind that negotiations may get competitive and confrontational. Gen X, NARS 2025, Home Buyer and Seller Generational Trends. 24% of recent homebuyers. Gen X had the highest earning homebuyers and thus bought the largest homes with a median of 2,000 square feet. 22% of home sellers were Gen X. 87% of Gen X home sellers were white, while 25% of Gen X homebuyers identified otherwise. Marketing tips for Gen Y/millennials. No strangers to the significant impact of social media sites like Facebook and Twitter, millennials will not hesitate to share their opinions about you and your company's practices on and social media. You must use technology to appeal to this generation as they use their phones for everything from making grocery lists and following workout plans to banking and finding places to eat. Millennials, NARS 2025. Home Buyer and Seller Generational Trends. Younger Millennials. 12% of recent home buyers. Younger millennial sellers were more likely to offer incentives to buyers. 71% were first-time home buyers. 25% moved directly from a family member's home before buying, though the median distance between homes for younger millennials is 12 miles. Older Millennials. 17% of recent homebuyers. 36% were first-time homebuyers. 28% of homebuyers had two children under the age of 18 residing in the household, and only 33% had no children in the household. 50% bought new builds to avoid renovations or problems with plumbing or electricity. Generation Z. As of 2025, the oldest Gen Z member is 26 years old. A valuable way to represent them as a licensee is as an apartment locator. However, NAR's 2025 Home Buyer and Seller Generational Trends reports that 3% of home buyers were Gen Zers. In a few years, more members of this group will be purchasing their first homes and will consider home buying seminars about the process of purchasing a home to be beneficial. The Gen Z generation is very technical. They have an app for everything. Surprisingly, according to Forbes magazine, 84% of Gen Z prefers in-person communication over text or email. If you are catering to a Gen Z client, consider inviting them to meet in person for your initial conversations. You can establish rapport by using current lingo. Bullet, bet, a term of affirmation, approval, or agreement. See also, I'm down. Bullet, GOAT. An acronym for the greatest of all time. Bullet, stan. An excessively devoted fan or excessively devoted fandom. Bullet, slaps. Used to describe something as impressive or excellent. Bullet, slay. Used to describe an act of achievement or excellence. See also, you killed it. Bullet, vibes. An emotional or atmospheric state that others can feel. Open houses. Many agents balk at the idea of holding public open houses, insisting that they are a waste of time. If open houses are such a waste of time, then why are so many still be held every weekend, all over town? Productive agents will tell you that they do open houses every weekend. They will even offer to hold open houses for other agents' listings. Why? Bullet: open houses teach you how to speak to people. As a real estate agent, a large part of your job is talking to people. At an open house, you will have the opportunity to talk to many different types of buyers and window shoppers, all of whom have different questions and needs. Bullet: open houses allow you to better understand the market and familiarize yourself with the area. Bullet: you get to meet people and increase your exposure in the market. The more people who have your business card, the better chance that someone will contact you. If you hold an open house on a Saturday and you meet 50 people, and just one out of 50 contacts you, that is one potential client that you did not have on Friday. Your aim should be to get at least one client from each open house. This will add up over the year. The important thing is to be consistent. Commit to one open house per month and always hold it on the same day of the month. For example, the third Sunday of the month. If you do not have a current listing, volunteer to hold one for another agent in your brokerage. You do not have to limit your marketing goal to buyers only. Open houses are great opportunities for finding sellers. How to prepare for a public open house. If you want to hold a memorable open house, not just be a house sitter for a day, you need to prepare at least 1 week in advance. During that week, you should. Bullet: research the market. Research the market, especially if you are holding the open house for another agent's listing and are unfamiliar with the area. Do you want to be an expert? You must prepare for all questions that buyers and curious neighbors might throw your way. Your market research should have informed you of area comparables and other homes open to public tours. Bullet: print flyers and information sheets about the neighborhood and the community. Bullet: to post open house signs with balloons, where allowed. Bullet: knock on the neighbors' doors and invite those that open them over. This activity could lead to listings. The neighbors might want to drop by to check out the inside of the home or to see who is viewing the home, as they could be potential neighbors. Ask them if they have any friends or family who would like to live near them. They may know someone who is in the market. Impress them with your knowledge of their neighborhood, and when they are ready to sell, they will remember how knowledgeable you were. Brokers open houses. Sales agents and brokers often have hectic schedules. Most markets have 1 day each week per area when new listings are open to all agents for around 2 hours. This time is your opportunity to meet the agents working in the area and to introduce yourself and market your listing. Ask the brokers and agents their opinions about the property, the price, and what they have experienced in the general market area. Pick their brains if you can, but do it without tying them down or wearing them out. Brokers typically preview properties very quickly, but they do take in a lot about the house, even though it may not seem like they do. Let your buyers in on this information to prevent any feelings of rejection on their part. Take the time to attend a broker's open house. This time is your ticket to gaining market knowledge by seeing as many properties as possible. These houses may be of interest to current or future clients. While you are viewing a broker's open house, pay attention to what they do. Is there something that they have included in the process that you could make your own? Is there some mistake that they are making? If so, then learn from it. Holding a broker's open house. Create a comment sheet with 2 or 3 questions for your visitors to answer that you hand out at the front door. Have pens ready with your brokerage's name and your name and contact information on them. Giving out a blank sheet of paper for visitors to fill out is not enough. Some people are not comfortable writing on their own. Ask simple questions like, 1. Please rate the curb appeal of the property on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the highest. 2. Do you think the price is too high or too low for the neighborhood? Do phone time at your brokerage. An excellent way to get free referrals is to answer the phone at the brokerage. Many agents do not want to take the time to do this, but it is an excellent source of referrals. Volunteer to do phone time. Sellers call brokerage offices all of the time looking for knowledgeable agents to come to their homes for a listing appointment. Answering the phone does not cost you anything except your time. Schedule a block of time once or twice a week to do this. Brand yourself. Make sure that you wear your brand when you're out and about. When you're out volunteering for Little League teams or doing community events like food drives or Toys for Tots, wear your brokerage's branded shirt or baseball cap. If you are at the gym, wear a company t-shirt while working out. Women can wear company lapel pins on their jackets. Wear your name badge while at networking events. Wearing your brand prompts people to come up to you and start a conversation. You would be surprised how many people would love to talk about real estate with you. Your branded clothing or accessories let them know that you are in the business. Have your business cards ready for curious individuals who are attracted by your brand and want to find out what you know about the real estate market in their area. If you exchange business cards at an industry or networking event, make a note on the cards you receive from others about where you received their card and general information about the conversation that you had with them. Later, you can send them a handwritten card, letting them know how nice it was to meet them. Refer to your conversation. This will personalize the card a little more. You just added one more person to your sphere of influence. Take pictures of yourself at events wearing your brand and post them to social media. That way, every one of your Facebook friends or Twitter and Instagram followers will see you sporting your brand, reinforcing the notion that you are in real estate. Talk to other agents about their marketing activities. Being responsible for your own marketing can be scary, especially when you are in the beginning stages of your career and have not tried to market yourself before. The idea of reaching a broad audience can be very daunting. So, how do you avoid wasting time on marketing activities that do not work? Talk to other agents. Ask them what they did that worked and what did not work. For example, an agent at your firm tells you that holding a home buying seminar for the public worked better than door hangers. Would you then go out and spend a lot of money printing door hangers? Maybe not. Many agents will tell you that newspaper ads did generate business. Instead, they started taking their marketing to social media. This information may motivate you to invest some quality time, reaching out to your friends and followers on social media. Powerhouse training activity. Think about what marketing activities worked for you or did not work for you. You can also talk to other agents to get their input. Fill out your answers below.